Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Tani. MLA Kevi Podi Sophi has expressed serious concern over the decades-long delay in completing the two-lane package for bypass road from DKL Kohima Village to Kiwema Village. Raising the issue during question hour in assembly yesterday, he noted that the work order for the project was issued in 2000 with an 18-month deadline but remains unfinished. He said, the recent landslide at Pesama, which disrupted National Highway 2, has highlighted the urgent need for the alternate route, especially for commuters and students.
This incident has underscored the urgent need for a reliable alternate. Had the bypass road from DKL Kohima to Kiwema Village been completed as scheduled, it would have significantly mitigated the impact of such disruption.
In response, Deputy Chief Minister and National Highways Minister Tiao Zelian clarified that the project is under the direct purview of the Ministry of Road, Transport and Highways, MORTH, and that the state government has no control over contractor selection or financial oversight. Mr. Zeliang said the state has repeatedly flagged delays and quality concerns for MORTH and NHIDCL, but progress remains slow due to the state's limited administrative control over the project. Raising concerns over growing tensions along the Nagaland-Assam border, MLA Achumbe Mokikon has called for the immediate establishment of permanent police outposts at Chujanpen under the Rengma Reserved Forest and Leo Longchum in Woka under Sector D. Speaking during the question hour in the assembly yesterday, Mr. Kikon noted that while temporary deployments of Nagaland Armed Police and the Indian Reserve Battalion have been made, a permanent presence is vital for long-term security and stability. He also called for immediate restoration of power supply to a Naga village which had been disconnected during the recent eviction drive. Mr. Kikon also pressed for the implementation of a long-pending cabinet decision to establish village guards in sensitive border areas, suggesting this would help ease tensions and reduce the need for frequent security deployments. Governor of Nagaland, Ajay Kumar Bhalla, has extended greetings and appreciation to teachers in Nagaland and across the country on the occasion of Teachers' Day today. In his message, the governor acknowledged the tireless efforts and invaluable contributions of teachers towards nation building. He stated that teachers are the bedrock of the education system, mentors who guide, role models who inspire, and nurturers who devote themselves to molding young minds of the nation. The governor also lauded the recipients of the prestigious state-level Teachers Awards and the National Teachers Awards 2025, calling them a source of pride for Nagaland and an inspiration to the entire teaching fraternity. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio has also extended warm greetings and best wishes to all the teachers across Nagaland on Teachers' Day. He said, your role in fostering creativity, critical thinking and values is essential. Mr. Rio added that the government remains committed to empowering teachers, strengthening education and upholding dignity of the profession. On Teachers' Day, Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton expressed deep gratitude to those who guide minds and shape futures. Mr. Patton said, a teacher's role goes far beyond the classroom. They ignite curiosity, nurture values, and inspire the confidence that allows every student to dream big. And in a proud moment for Nagaland, the extraordinary dedication of an educator whose impact extends far beyond the classroom has been recognized with the prestigious National Teacher Award 2025. Ms. Pelenyo Petenilhu, a teacher with over two decades of experience, has been shaping the future of her students with empathy, creativity, and an unwavering sense of purpose.
Miss Peleno Petenilhu's journey in education began at Government High School Sikazu. Since 2014, she has been working at Joint Government Higher Secondary School Viswema, where she has been living her vision of education with empathy, leadership with purpose, creating an environment where learning extends beyond the textbooks. One of her standout initiatives, Each One, Teach One, embodies her belief that teaching is not just about knowledge, but about empowering others. In this initiative, Ms. Peleno engages 12th grade students to mentor younger learners, particularly those from disadvantaged backgrounds. This simple yet powerful concept has resulted in a ripple effect where mentoring one student creates a chain of learning, empathy, and leadership. Her work goes beyond classroom walls. Ms. Peleno is known for her efforts to reduce student dropouts, often making home visits, sponsoring admission fees, and even providing mobile phones to underprivileged learners to ensure they don't miss out on education. Karhur, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Ms. Peleno Petenilu's story is a reminder of the incredible difference one teacher can make in the lives of many. Her commitment to not only teaching, but mentoring, empowering, and uplifting her students is a true testament to the power of education. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.